This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As leaders in government, business, and society, we bear a particular responsibility to rebuild trust in how we assume our own role as trustees.
Hidden behind the lost attempt to rebuild trust for the Davos 2024 attendees' sugar-coated totalitarian strategy for world domination is a panicked roach nest of sociopaths partaking in treason, drugs, high-end prostitutes, and delusions of grandeur.
Are you worried that if all the details come out about the Epstein trial, that your boss might get into legal trouble like Prince Andrew did or some of the others on the list? It must have been bad for Melinda to divorce him over Epstein. I mean, that's what Melinda Gates said, because he wouldn't stop visiting Epstein.
He was evil personified. I had nightmares about it afterwards.
I mean, how can you work for a guy like that?
Treason, not trust, seemed to be the actual theme at this year's Davos.
We are on the way to a new order, so we are between orders. What are we able to keep on the positive side from the old order to bring into a new world order?
At the heart of it will be many of the core principles and core institutions of the existing order.
It's absolutely critical that we accelerate. I don't want this, obviously, but if you wound up with a different president who was opposed to climate crisis, I got news for you. No one politician anywhere in the world can undo what is happening now. The marketplace is doing this.
Many of these so-called righteous saviors of humanity chose to stick their nose up at the thought of addressing the peasants when confronted by journalists asking basic questions.
I want to ask about McKinsey and those huge contracts you guys got from the Canadian government after meeting with Chrystia Freeland. Oh, don't run away. Don't run away. Why don't you want to talk about your contract with Canadian taxpayers? I mean, surely you believe in transparency. What are your plans going forward?
Not going to talk about it right now here.
Are you pulling back from it the same way BlackRock is?
No. And why don't we just set this up formally? But no, we're not pulling back from it.
Are you worried about misinformation and disinformation? That's been a big focus of the World Economic Forum this year. Do you agree with that? You don't have enough credentials to go up there, apparently. But what about the forcible nature that so many people were forced to take the jab or lose their job?
Well, what I'd like to actually just say within this is that we're certainly proud of the efforts that collectively that the healthcare sector made.
Right, and I know that, and I'm not disputing that. But
I think that if you'd like to discuss any of this further, that you can certainly be in contact with our media relations group, and they'd be happy to get in touch with you on it, okay?
I don't think they would be happy to get in touch with me. I'm asking you about the forcible nature, that if people didn't, if they weren't forced to take your medicine against their will, they'd be fired.
I need to go on this, but what I would say is that all of this comes down to local decisions that are made by countries. And
local decisions? I think you profited by it.
Dr. Tedros, how you doing? Do you think you did well in COVID, and if you're going to do as well in Disease X? What is Disease X? Mr. Tedros, what is Disease X? And when is China going to release it?
The number one issue that Klaus Schwab says is the goal for the WEF is to combat misinformation and disinformation. Is that important to Meta?
I'm heading to my booth. This is not an interview.
How come Facebook is censoring the internet? Is it your plan to interfere with the 2024 election?
Sorry, I'm not here to the press.
The Davos attendees of 2024 need to calm the down. The overselling of an imminent nightmare future is really pissing huge populations of Team Humanity off. What's to stop the hundreds of millions of us from holding a confab of our own aimed at arresting these proponents of a genocidal New World Order?
53 years after the WEF was founded, they have 75 million children working in their supply chains. The problem is that many of these companies have business models that have actually increased misery, hunger, malnutrition, and child labor.
The kind of person who will come into the next conservative administration is going to be governed by one principle, and that is destroying the grasp that political elites and unelected technocrats have over the average person.
We're going to change, instead of using needle, to use a little patch. So the pandemic really highlighted that we've been underinvested in those innovations.
John Beck.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us, because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we are beating the globalists. That is a true statement, because they can't carry out their operations if people understand they're the ones behind it. They're supposed to be the saviors, but they can't stop running their mouths how they're actually creating the crises, because they think you're so stupid. But now they're learning you're not as dumb as they said you were. You were just asleep. Big difference. So I played a bunch of clips yesterday. There's a bunch of new clips, but I want to mix some of the new clips, because it just ended, with some of the clips I played that unfolded the last few days. So here's a big Swiss banker, the World Economic Forum, Hubert Kellen, saying, well, hear it for yourself.
We'll be having our coffee before the session, and you raised a coffee example. I'd love just to give you the chance to expand on that.
Basically, the coffee that we all drink emits between 15 and 20 tons of CO2 per ton of coffee. So we should all know that. This is every time we drink coffee, we are basically putting CO2 into the atmosphere. One of the reasons is because most of the coffee plantation, or most of the coffee, is produced through monoculture, and monoculture is also affected by climate change. The quality of these nature assets is deteriorating quite rapidly.
All right, so it always continues. It's always the same story. Anything popular, anything that the people want, anything that's a commodity, they're going to say it's bad. They want to restrict rice because it puts off methane as it grows in swamp water. It's a power grab over everything. But then they'll have the global social credit score, that's the vaccine passport system, that's the carbon tax system, that will tax every item accordingly. And then, of course, they'll give their own companies that produce it the right way a pass on the taxes. It's a way to totally consolidate what's left of the economy that these people don't already control, and the name of the game is control. Here's the Queen of the Netherlands explaining why we need these central bank digital currencies.
Why? Because in order to open an account, you need to have an ID.
Right.
And I have to say that when I started this job, there were actually very little countries in Africa or Latin America that had one ubiquitous type of ID, and certainly that it was digital, and certainly that it was biometric. And now we've really worked with all our partners to actually help that being, to grow this. And the interesting part of it is that, you know, yes, it is very necessary for financial services, but not only.
Sure.
You know, it's also good for school enrollment, it's also good for health, who actually got a vaccination or not. It's very good to actually to get your subsidies, you know, from the government. So this has not only effect to the financial services. It's a very important issue.
Yeah, it's the key to run your entire life. Here's the head of the Saudi Arabian Central Bank. Here's what he had to say about it.
There's no realistic solution to the climate transition that does not involve a globally coordinated system of carbon taxes. There's no realistic or fair solution that does not involve a globally coordinated system of carbon taxes. And Ngozi and the WTO is coordinating this with several other international organizations. It's still early days. There's a perception that it's unjust, it's unfair, it'll lead to inflation. In fact, quite the contrary. If we don't do this, the countries that will suffer most ultimately are the developing countries. They're going to be the worst affected by climate change. If we don't do this, it's ordinary, vulnerable communities that will suffer the most. What we need is a system of carbon taxes coupled with subsidies for vulnerable households and a stream of funding for the developing world to allow them to engage in investments in mitigation and adaptation that allows them to keep growing. And that's a real opportunity. It's a fair solution, and it's the only realistic solution. And we can't keep ducking it.
Oh, we can't keep ducking it. Oh, there's going to be all this scarcity. We need to innovate. They're creating the scarcity, forcing you onto their economy that is literally a depopulation grid, in their own words. You will eat the bugs. Here's the editor of the Wall Street Journal, Emma Tucker, bemoaning the fact that they used to have total mind control over the people, but now they're awake.
If you go back really not that long ago, as I say, we owned the news. We were the gatekeepers, and we very much owned the facts as well. If it said it in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, then that was a fact. Nowadays, people can go to all sorts of different sources for the news, and they're much more questioning about what we're saying. So it's no longer good enough for us just to say, this is what happened, or this is the news. We have to explain, almost like explain our working. So readers expect to understand how we source stories. They want to know how we go about getting stories. We have to sort of lift the bonnet, as it were, and in a way that newspapers, you know, aren't used to doing, and explain to people what we're doing. We need to be much more transparent about how we go about collecting the news.
Now, I want to explain something here, and I know the listeners are smart, but I want this to really sink in. When they get the cashless society central bank digital currencies in that they're rolling out now, but there's major resistance. They already control 88% of the wealth in the world. But even the bigger companies are still selling people what they want. This is about not letting those companies sell what they want or what you want. But to do that, they've got to shut everybody else down, because if the big companies stop selling you beef and, you know, things you want and things that are good and rice and coffee, they'll just go to somebody else. You see, that's why they admit they want to basically outlaw all this except for themselves. It'll be extremely expensive. So it's the perfect plan for total control. But if we simply stop shopping with the big boys now, as much as we can, none of us are perfect. It's a lot of stuff you can't find anywhere but from a big company now. But if we start really researching where we spend our money, that's where the power, that's where the real vote is, more than in these elections. You can then build the independent new system. And there's nothing more illustrative than that, than a graphic I saw yesterday. I'm at the show last night, but I forgot to tell the crew to have it today. But it showed a house, and next to it is a greenhouse that's as big as the house, connected to the house. And the headline was, what our goals for our homes should all be. And it really is true. Everybody should try to get in a position to be able to garden or have skills you can barter with a garden, because at the end of the day, the world they're building, they'll be defeated if we simply start growing gardens and then gathering the seeds and doing it again and again and again. That's something that is impossible for them to defeat. Just like if we support new independent media, it becomes the dominant media. Whether it's Tucker Carlson or Joe Rogan or Alex Jones or any of the others, we're the big media now. We have way bigger numbers than corporate media. They now admit that. So they're in this paradox right now, where they know they've lost the power, they know the people are against them, but they've stolen all the money, and they're trying to figure out a way to get us to go back under their control. And again, if you just tuned in, the globalists admit, we're losing, everybody hates us, what do? And they say, well, war's coming, and cyber attacks, and all these crises. If they make things bad enough, they still think you'll forget that they're the ones behind it. That's never going to happen. There's no putting that genie back in the bottle. All right, I want to give the toll-free number out to talk about the WEF. to talk about all their evil announcements and what you think should be done and where you think we're going from here. I'd like to get your take on, do you think it's as important as I think it is? Because it really is amazing, and I think it's undoubtable that it's incredibly important that now the main issue in the world is the globalists and how they've set up this evil system. That is such a benchmark. That is such an achievement of all of us together that I really think we should celebrate that we've come this far, because we're really now openly discussing things with them, and they're now starting to admit, oh, you don't want our world government? Oh, you hate us? That doesn't mean they're going to go away, but it's a big deal. They've been in trouble for decades, but now they're admitting they're on their last legs. This is a big deal. What do you think comes next? How do they try to grab victory from the jaws of defeat? Toll-free number, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. First-time callers, long-time callers, agree, disagree. All we ask is you got a clean phone line. Tell us where you're calling from. 877-789-2539. I'm your host, Alex Jones. 877-789-ALEX. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN. GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Visit Infowars.com/show today.
All right, we're going to your phone calls, interspersing with masses of news ahead of Michael Yon joining us from the Darien Gap on the border of South America going into Central America, where the UN and the Chinese, along with U.S. funding, are building bridges, giant roads, you name it, and huge refugee camps to accelerate the invasion. But I like to go back sometimes and give you a blast from the past. Here's a video from a year and a half ago with the disgusting Prince William, King Charles's son, who's embraced the WF and the whole UN world government agenda, and his wife, saying, go get your shots and don't listen to people that tell you they're not safe. Meanwhile, they're cutting off the carbon to the people, and they admit in the British news nearly 5,000 Brits froze to death last year due to heating costs. So they heat all their palaces and the rest of it. But with all the carbon cuts they've done and the shutting down the coal plants, 5,000 people, upwards of that, starved to death. I just want you to remember what all this cutting off the energy and cutting off the food does. If you think it's bad in the first world, you have not seen anything yet. These are real feudalists. And his ancestors all over Europe, they're European royalty, not even British, with King George I, the British line was taken over. That itself was Norman line from William the Conqueror, but it's a side issue. They did this all over Europe, keeping people on small pieces of land at starvation level to control them. And that's all they're doing is bringing back feudalism and smiling at us when they're not at Jeffrey Epstein's island raping children, or his dad's not hanging out with Jimmy Savile raping children. And I'm just sick of them. It's disgusting. It's sycophantic. It's out of control. And I've watched people I've known that have supposedly fought the globalists literally be invited by these people to go to parties with them, and they stop fighting the New World Order. And they think they've arrived socially because they're hanging out with royalty. There's nothing more uncool than royalty. Especially if you're an American, because we're the country that overthrew it, started stopping it, and created a world trend. So, just truly sick. So, here's a clip of this leering gargoyle telling you to take the poison shot. So now the blood's on his hands.
Catherine and I are not medical experts by any means, but if it's any consolation, we can wholeheartedly support, you know, having vaccinations. It's really, really important. We've spoken to a lot of people about it, and yeah, the uptake's been amazing so far. We've got to keep it going so that the younger generations also feel, you know, that it's really important for them to have it.
It must be really daunting, you know, especially
at the beginning, you know, with the warnings out there for those with asthma and underlying health conditions and things like that, with the uncertainty of not knowing what it was about the pandemic that was going to be a sort of a threat or a complication.
Social media is awash sometimes with lots of rumours and misinformation, so we have to be a little bit careful who we believe and where we get our information from. But especially for those who are clinically vulnerable as well, it's so important that that those vaccinations are done.
So we got the Queen of the Netherlands out there saying the same crap. And she wants a cashless society to force you to take shots. They're up there saying it. And, of course, his grandfather, Prince Philip, said he wants to kill 80% of the world's population. Just search Prince Philip, destroy, kill 80% of the population. He gave a whole bunch of interviews, Audubon Society, AP, Reuters. He wrote books about it. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. That's who we're up against. I see we've got loaded phone lines. And we're going to go to break here in a few minutes. When we come back, I'm going to go right to your calls. We'll skip that break coming up, so we'll have a whole 30 minutes to get to everybody on the board. I'm going to move quick through Cassandra and Hulkman and Jimmy and Sean and Michael and Angie and Bart, Curtis, Tanner, Malachi, and Arnold. And that'll be the calls we take today ahead of Michael Yon joining us from Southern Central America. We've got a real opportunity here to be part of the real revolution for the human future. And there's nowhere that you can spread the word about the show or support the show. There's nowhere where you can get behind something where it's going to have a bigger effect. It's just true. And that's all God's work. So I'm just asking listeners, the vast majority of which have never gotten a product at InfoWarsStore.com, to realize how much we can do with more reporters and more shows and more researchers and more investigative reporters and writers, if you simply start deciding to do a little less shopping at Walmart, a little less shopping at Amazon, it's literally out to get you, and a little more shopping to get amazing things at InfoWarsStore.com. But that's a decision you've got to make. But I got to tell you, if you don't, you're really missing out, because you see our information is informative and cutting edge. Every product we've got, whether it's water filtration, gravity-fed stainless steel water filtration, portable or in your house, you name it, it's one of the highest rated systems out there at the lowest price. Boom. InfoWarsStore.com. The Alexa Pure system. And their air filtration is amazing as well. And then we've got the supplements. Right now we have a big special, the Supercharged special, even though it's selling out. DNA Force Plus and Real Red Pill Plus that go together so good for your telomeres, your DNA, your cell health, cleaning out your blood. That is 50% off when you get them together, 40% off individually. You're like, well, why are you discounting it if you're almost sold out? Because we need the funds now. So this is a win-win situation. Only way we fail is if you don't take action. InfoWarsStore.com. And I mentioned this earlier, but only for like 10 seconds. I really want you to listen to me. There are a lot of one-of-a-kind, amazing, game-changing products at DrJonesNaturals.com. It's a great sponsor. It's my father's company. A lot of the products not available at InfoWarsStore.com are available at DrJonesNaturals.com. Like that famous, best-selling ever original Super Blue toothpaste with the Nano Silver patented, with the high-quality iodine, with the tea tree oil, with the peppermint pure. This is super strong toothpaste. You'll use this. You only need like a quarter of the amount of regular toothpaste. You're going to be blown away. People are so excited it's back. Limited run at DrJonesNaturals.com. The original Super Blue and all the other great silver products you love are available there at DrJonesNaturals.com. And it keeps this broadcast on the air. But you want to experience these products at DrJonesNaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special, the last half of January 2024, is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Let's get your motor running. Get out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Explode into space.
All right, I'm about to go right to your phone calls for the rest of the hour. Then Michael Young with massive, biggest news yet on the border. It just gets more insane because the world gets more insane every day. I wish it was getting less insane. It's not. But I want to just make a quick program note. I've been realizing I need to make probably every hour for a while. We have millions of people nowadays watching us on X, formerly Twitter. And I see this constant complaint. Hey, why are there, 10 minutes of ads an hour?
Well, the same reason, if you listen to Rush Limbaugh before he died, he had 14 minutes of ads an hour. That's the talk radio clock. And if you watch Fox News, they've got 14 minutes of ads an hour. During big news events, sometimes more. Because half the ads go to local stations, and half the ads go to the network. That's the network system. So I've been on air 30 years. I guess I'm an old man now, almost 30 years. Since I was 20 years old. I'm 50 next month. So I'm still on a bunch of radio stations. So when they deplatformed me 5 years ago, off of everything at Info, but InfoWars.com, we stayed on air barely because I sold my savings and everything I had as backup, wasn't that much. And we were on a lot of radio stations. And then we could tell people where to find us on those to spread the word to the talk radio listeners, told their friends and family around the country and the world, tune into the Forbidden Show at InfoWars.com. So we got over 1 million people tuning in on the internet, at least a day there. And then people shared the clips to 5 or 6 million off of that. But that's a conservative guesstimation. Some days bigger, some days smaller, usually bigger. But yeah, we went from reaching 25, 30 million people a day before they deplatformed us. We were number one, bigger than Limbaugh was, bigger than Joe Rogan. Joe's admitted that. It's not about who's the biggest. It's just true. Biggest thing there was for a while. That's when they came after me. But, you know, we've got ABC, Wall Street Journal headlines. Alex Jones reaching 37 million people a day. He's got to be silenced. Yeah. So now we're back, thanks to X, conservatively reaching 10 million extra people a day, on top of the 5 million or so we reach over InfoWars.com and radio stations. Those are very conservative numbers, all right? We're reaching about 20 million a day. And I see it everywhere. Man, why are there ads? Because I'm on the traditional media. This is a show. Now, what have I done? I've been skipping almost all the network breaks. And the network breaks are at 15 after and 45 after. All the other breaks at the middle of the show, at the middle of the hour, and at the start of the hour, those are local stations. We're not getting rid of those because they've got to pay their bills. That's how they pay for the tower and their crew and their people. So I have basically phased out the network breaks, and then I've got to do plugs. That's all we've got is what I say live on air. All right? So that's why everybody else could be canceled but us, because we were still on talk radio. And they went after the stations and harassed them. And the great part about the stations, because they're red-blooded Americans, almost all of them, I got so many calls instead of John Harmon, the program director, like, we've had you on at midnight for 5 years against decent ratings, but they called up and threatened to blow up the radio station. The leftists have been calling, and we don't take you off, so we're putting you on prime time. Or stuff like that. I mean, it's like the folks on talk radio stations, the mom and pops, are not the people you want to threaten. I mean, I don't want to tell the left to do it, but it has the opposite effect with old-fashioned Americans when you threaten them. You tend to get the opposite. So, because in the lawsuit, they got a list of our affiliates. I never published them because they would harass them. They got them. They subpoenaed them. They harassed the living snot out of them. And we actually got more airtime and better slots out of it. A few stations got scared. Some that were corporate owned, 50,000 Water and, you know, Sacramento and Giant. I mean, probably 500,000 listeners a day just off that. They took that away. I mean, they took us off New York. I mean, they took some stuff. But it's been one hell of a fight. So, yeah, I do intend, and I've been doing some of it, to do commercial-free podcast. I'm just so busy running around trying to find money to fund this thing that I spend half my time trying to raise funds. So I want to get in a position where there's plenty of money so I can do the special podcasts, the special interviews with no commercials. And I've been doing a lot of those, at least one a week, but I'm going to do them like 5 days a week. I'm trying. I'm trying to do the show with Crowder. I'm trying here, folks. And I got more interviews than I could ever do. I'm busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. And I get pissed at myself sometimes. It's like 9 at night, an interview set. And I got to call the interviewer up and say, I know you're a big show. I can barely talk. I just can't do it. I used to have unlimited energy. I'm older now. I mean, that's why I look at Trump at 77, 78. And they'll show footage of him at 3 a.m. coming in. He sleeps 2 hours. And then they go, oh, look, he's dragging his feet. Yeah, I told Roger Stone last night, we need to cut that out. When I was 25, 30 years old, I could work 18 hours a day for weeks on end. Trump's Superman, folks. Just because of that, my respect for him. So I've been watching his schedule. 20-hour days? I mean, this is Conan the Barbarian stuff. This is Superman stuff. And it's not smart. Trump's biggest enemy is himself, and he needs to put the brakes on. And I've learned how, I have some interviews set up at midnight on some huge show, international show, and most of the time I just say, I'm not doing it because I just can't. I already didn't see my kids a lot. You know, I've got four children. The last 10 years, I was there quite a bit some when I could. I mean, quality time. But no, I wasn't there like I should have been. And I got my 6.5-year-old daughter. I'm spending a lot of time with her because life's too short. But I'm pontificating. I said I'm taking calls. I'm sorry I'm going down a rabbit trail here. I'm just trying to explain to listeners how the cow ate the cabbage. All right, thank you for putting up with me. Let's go to Jimmy in North Carolina. Jimmy, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I've been listening to you for a long, long time, and I find it interesting you guys published or posted today an article of Johns Hopkins about their plans and their advice for preventing the second American Revolution, which is really great to see you completely complying with one of the points on there and making sure that people just peacefully and politically resist their way right into the FEMA camps. So keep up the stellar work. Hopefully you're not publishing or producing any more George Washington T-shirts because he probably would not be too happy with that.
You know, I actually meant to cover that. Hold on. Let me talk, and I'll let you go. I'll let you. Put him on hold. Put him on hold. Put him on hold. I'll let you talk here in a minute. That was in my stack, and I don't know where it is. Will you guys give me the John Hopkins article that's absolutely ridiculous? They say confiscating the guns will stop a revolution. Confiscating the guns will start a revolution, just like the one in 1776. So John Hopkins is one of the key brain trusts in the New World Order. They came out with a whole COVID lockdown plan with the Rockefeller Foundation, Operation Lockstep, all of it. Go ahead, sir.
No, I'm just saying that you're obeying one of the points on there perfectly. You're spreading hopium. That's your job, is to give hopium to the people that this tyrannical communist death row system is going to give up and relent, and that they're going to cede power just because we're going to politically resist and peacefully resist ourselves straight into a FEMA camp. So you're doing great. You're obeying the Hopkins document they released, saying to make sure that the people always spread information to always peacefully resist. Right. So, again, if you're still making the George Washington T-shirts, I would advise you stop doing it because he probably would be pissed. Right.
May I talk to you now?
You're speaking both sides of your mouth.
Put him on hold again. I want to have a conversation, Jimmy. I want to have a conversation. So I'm going to bring you back up live. May we have a conversation?
Sure.
Okay. Jimmy, are you going to go out and attack and kill some people today? Tell me who we're supposed to attack.
You build a straw man there, buddy.
Oh, I'm supposed to. Hold on. Put it back on hold. This John Hopkins document that I intended to cover that we put on InfoWars.com, here it is ridiculous.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get
get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Is information. And we're winning the information war. We just started to wake up the last few years, and there's all these people want to shoot their mouths off about the info war. And I know you're pissed because that spirit in you, Jimmy, doesn't like the fact I haven't given up. Oh, I haven't given up. In fact, I'm winning, Jimmy. I'm everywhere, Jimmy. And people like me are everywhere, son. And you can kill my body, but you can't kill my spirit, brother. And I'm coming for you. So that spirit in you wants me to go away. I'll work a few extra hours just for you today, Jimmy. What a joke. That guy isn't going to do anything to anybody. He's going to sit there and tell other men how they stumbled, how they couldn't measure up to Jimmy's level. I wish I was as tough as you, Jimmy. You know me, I'm just all talk. I'm not tough at all. Love it when people like that call. Like, you just woke me up, son. Angie in Indiana, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I think what you had there was one of the Patriot Front pussies on your call there.
That's what I was thinking.
What I was thinking, too. He needs some alpha power to stand up for this country. I mean, it's guys like him that are ruining this country. I think he was a Fed.
You think so? Alex Jones should stop exposing their whole agenda? We're going to block every we got laws being passed everywhere, blocking bugs in the food. Italy's passing laws. We're going to block every damn bit of their agenda. We're starting to win. It's like we've been stuck in the mud, and now our tires, we're almost out. We're like, and now we're coming out of the mud. He's like, wait, turn your engine off. You're losing. No, we're getting out of the mud. We're getting out of the ditch. Can't you see it?
I can see it, Alex. I can see it.
Keep going. Sorry, I'm ranting.
No, no, you're fine. You're fine. I want to talk about the Anne Heche, the Helena Hutchins, Anthony Weiner laptop videos. And I want to know, is Fresno Drip, is that a real video? Is that real?
I've seen that, and some of it's real. I'm not sure about the rest, but yeah, Weiner was a whole other operation with Chuckie Schumer, who is a Mossad agent. Yeah, the whole thing's an intelligence operation with the Clintons.
It's all one club. It's all one club. I mean, Alec Baldwin, he's been indicted for shooting a lady that was going to make a documentary on human trafficking, along with Anne Heche.
I mean, look, here, I remember that state senator, I forget her name, from like South Carolina or whatever. I had her on like 10 years ago. She came on and said, next week I'm breaking with child trafficking in the state. They killed her and her husband the next day. I remember like 2 days later. So here's the good news. They used to kill people because they didn't want this to get out. It's out now. Oh, but we're losing. We need to give up, Angie.
Yeah, no. We ain't going to give up. We're going to push harder. We're going to buy Alpha Power, and we're going to take them down.
You know who that guy was? He probably was a Fed front guy, but what he really is Tokyo Rose from World War II. Even as we were dropping atomic bombs on Japan, she was on the radio telling our ships on AM and shortwave radio that we'd lost.
Well, the good news about guys like him, they can't reproduce because they don't like women and they can't reproduce.
I do think that's obvious. I was going to say the big thing I pick up from Patriot Front, which came out of the Charlottesville thing in 2017. And I remember having the guys on. I went, we looked up the head of the group, the previous group. And I go, you worked for Obama 3 years ago. Yeah, I did. You were a Democrat 1 year. He goes, well, now I'm not. And it's literally gay fat dudes. I mean, it's exactly. It's like a bunch of gay dudes that dress up and pose as patriots to make us look bad.
Yeah. It's just like the old Shakers. You know, they're going to depopulate themselves.
Well, what it is they're all in their uniforms, their outfits, and they got some mentally ill people. What it is that they're trying to find McVeigh patsies in the group. What it is a giant psyop. They're trying to find patsies in the group. And the whole thing, I take one look at it, is federal and CIA. I'm not saying the FBI runs it. I say it's CIA. Completely stinks of it. Thank you so much, Angie. Great point. Yeah, I was going to say they look like Fed Front, but it doesn't matter. It's just like, give up, go off the air. Yeah. Yeah. When we've been proven right, we're winning it on every front, and all I get is high fives at the grocery store. Yeah. Hey, Tokyo Rose. I'm the Enola Gay. Meet this. Meet Fat Boy. Fat Man and Little Boy. Meet. Yeah. Give up. Here, Tokyo Rose. Here's a couple of atomic bombs of prevention. Bloop, bloop. That's how I'm going to give up. I'm sorry for the Japanese, too. I think we went too far with dropping bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But she was on the radio. It's on record going, you're losing. You're losing, Americans. Roll over and die. It's all over for you. You're losing. You're losing. Give up now. I'm sorry, it's ridiculous. It's like Baghdad Bob in 2003, and there's like F-16s dropping bombs behind him. It's like, there are no Americans in Iraq. They've been driven into the ocean. We have destroyed them all. Oh, that Jimmy was Tokyo Rose. Hey, Michael and Mash, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thank you. I got two questions. One, do you agree with Millay, what he said at the World Economic Forum? And two, I agree with the last caller. Patriot Front is probably a bunch of virgins.
Well, I don't think there's any. Well, they're not virgins. They've all been having sex together, obviously, but that's my opinion. Well, I've taken one look at them when they did that staged arrest thing. But seriously, and my gaydar is not that good, but, you know. But it's super obvious, you know, like Liberace, it was obvious. I saw a transcript of his speech. Well, what particular parts did you mean? He calls out collectivism. He says the elites.
No. So the majority of what he said was on point, like almost all of it. It was good. And I guarantee that's going to get Zoomers panicking because they're not going to understand what he's talking about until it
hits. Oh, yeah. I mean, I only saw transcripts and a few clips. I'll be honest, I didn't watch the whole thing. And he gave a bunch of other interviews, too. But I noticed people went, why is he there? He's a traitor. He was laughing at Klaus Schwab when he introduced him. And they got right up there and said, the elites are the problem. You consolidated power, and you're full of crap, and your carbon taxes are BS. I mean, I saw that much. I thought it was beautiful.
I got a third secret question. Now, do you think that's going to be a common thing now where they're going to be able to answer?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't just Millie. It was like they got gone. People got up and got in their face. A whole bunch of people did. And again, even the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Politico said, we're losing. Everyone hates us. Oh, God, no, what do we do? They don't trust us anymore. They don't want to eat bugs. And then Alexander Soros got up and was like stuttering, like, we have to, democracy, Trump wants to hurt democracy. That's why we have to, like, so what if people, sorry if they're mad. I mean, we are helping minorities. Women, I mean, have you, I hear you and I appreciate your call. Your phone's distorting a bit. The only thing I discriminate against, I'm not mad for less callers, bad phones. By the way, I would have had that guy on attacking me for an hour because it's very entertaining. It's very informative, but it's just, it's repetitive how they just have talking points and he's reading off a script, probably in his Patriot Front outfit on. Oh, those guys are so being set up, including their leader. I already can see the whole operation. So I can see for miles and miles and miles. Since I mentioned it, we'll come back and take a few more of your calls. Jan's coming on, but I'm going to get to everybody. I have to go into the... I love you. We're going to get to everybody. This is Alexander Soros. Listen to this guy. This is one of the top generals of the New World Order. This makes me sleep good at night. Listen to this.
...selves to actually create a narrative that inspires people to vote and to believe, in democracy and democratic institutions. And on the institutional part, I think that we can talk about institutions as these abstract things, but institutions are also about people. Mm-hmm. And we just heard this point about untrustworthy people, and we talked about things in the United States like checks and balances, which aren't written anywhere, but are customs. And one man, Donald Trump, literally came in and just took that all away. But when I see this, when I look at this, more globally regarding democracy, I also say to myself, when was this great time that everybody got along so well and, things were going so great? I mean, I think, I think that we really have to be careful here in this nostalgia for a time past, because a lot of the reactions we're seeing in society are actually reactions to positive things like equality for women, and greater diversity, which come with backlash.
So it's like, everybody hates us. What's wrong with that? That's our enemy, a gibbering moron with $37 million. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.